today, Australia's nuclear submarine security deal with the US and the UK has angered both France and China, but the defence minister says he makes no apology. The Morrison government will spend the next 18 months working on plans for the construction for the nation's first nuclear-powered subs under the deal. But whether it's diplomacy or in industry circles, it's continuing to be met with a strong response. Gavin Cooch reports.
Strengthening ties with old friends while irritating others, Australia plans to get its own nuclear submarines and technology under a deal with the United States and Britain. Beijing has reacted angrily, saying it seriously undermines regional peace and stability. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki disagrees.
As it relates to China, we welcome stiff competition with the PRC. We do not seek conflict. Obviously, the president spoke with President Xi just a few days ago, and certainly we're committed to maintaining an open, high-level dialogue between the leaders.
France is also furious with Australia's decision to end a $90 billion contract for French-designed diesel-electric submarines being described as a stab in the back. The United States has vowed to keep working closely with France in the Indo-Pacific, but Australia's Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, has told Nine that going with nuclear technology is the better option.
I don't make any apologies for making a decision that's in our country's best interests. We do live in an uncertain time, and the advice to me was very clear that the nuclear sub was a much better platform for us than what the French were offering.
And while nuclear-powered submarines can remain quieter for longer, Australia is unlikely to get its hands on some until the end of next decade. Former Prime Ministers Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd have warned that could leave the nation strategically exposed, while some argue the nuclear submarines could become obsolete soon after. Roger Bradbury is an Emeritus Professor of Complex Systems Science at Australian National University, who warns technological advances will mean they're easily detectable by mid-century.
Once a submarine can be seen, it's a dead submarine. And doesn't matter how fast it is, everything else can chase it and destroy it. It's a real problem. Up till the 2050s, these things will be the most lethal platforms on the planet. And after that, they're going to be scrap.
Roger Bradbury reckons there's little option but to fast-track the construction phase.
This is where we're wedged. We more or less have to have them. They're going to be expensive and we're going to have to write them off by the 2050s. But so the issue will be we really need to get as much life out of them as possible. So we need to get them here as soon as possible.
That's something Defence Minister Peter Dutton also hopes could happen.
That's what we want to explore. We've also announced that we're going to extend the life of the Collins class. They start to be refurbished in 2026. So that will push the existing subs that we've got into service beyond 2040.
And while the deal has bipartisan support, Labor is critical of how the government's handled the French submarine contract. The government won't say how much it will cost taxpayers to cancel it, and workers involved in that project in Adelaide want clarity about their future. Glenn Thompson from the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union is hoping they're transferred to the US project.
It's clear to us that there's a lot of uncertainties and a lot of unanswered questions by the government in an announcement the other day.
And while the deal's brought a fierce reaction from both China and France, it's a little less clear how many other players in the Indo-Pacific feel about it. Yun Zhang is director of the ANU's China Policy Centre and worries about the optics of the so-called AUSOC alliance.
With this agreement and under the current government generally, we're looking more to the West and our Anglosphere partners much more. It's almost like we're back to seeking security from Asia rather than security in Asia. We're not putting as much effort into broadening and now deepening our relationship with other countries in the Asian region.
That's Yun Zhang from the ANU China Policy Centre, ending that report from Gavin Coote.